In Florida, more than 200 special districts collect taxes based on property values and use it to perform a variety of functions, including developing a downtown area, running hospitals, protecting beaches, or funding children's community health organizations. A small number of those district boards are appointed by the governor, and an even smaller percentage of boards also need confirmation by the Senate.
Now, we have water management districts that have ad valorem taxing authority and basin boards that have ad valorem taxing authority. Those are all, you know, subject to Senate confirmation.
Ethics and Elections Committee Chairman Jack Latvala says there's a handful that don't undergo that scrutiny.
And I'm just raising the issue as to whether or not there's some sentiment to treat them similarly.
A report prepared by committee staff shows boards performing identical functions in different counties are not subject to the same vetting process. Miami Republican Senator Miguel Diaz de la Portilla says he sees that as a potential problem.
It is a good idea to require Senate confirmation of appointees that will be in a position to affect people as directly and as powerfully as anyone who affects property taxes or makes a vote or a decision on property taxes.
Kurt Wenner with the government watchdog group Florida Tax Watch says overall, special taxing districts are already beholden to the people they serve because the vast majority are elected locally, not appointed by the governor. But he applauds Senator Latvala's investigation, even into such a small number of districts.
One size doesn't always fit all, but there should be some uniformity with important things like how are the boards elected.
But he says the locally run and operated districts might not take kindly to any changes.
Whenever the legislature gets into local issues, you tend to get pushback from local governments because they want to retain their control.
And changing the board confirmation process for all boards might not be so simple. That's because some of the boards are created by local ordinance, not state law. An updated report will be presented to the committee for further discussion at a November meeting. And the same committee was also the first to approve a bill for the 2014 legislative session, moving the start date of the legislature from March to January.
The fact that it got a hearing so very early on in the process, I think, is positive.
Miami Republican Senator Anitary Flores sponsored the bill and says the idea seems to be gaining steam after it died last session because it didn't have a House companion. She says the permanent move occurred to her during a redistricting year when session began in January. She says she heard from school districts how grateful they were for the extra time.
That process usually happens about the first week of June for the budget to be totally finalized, and the fiscal year begins July 1st.
She says the shift would give agencies 3 months instead of one to adjust to having more or less money and to figure out how to implement new laws. But even if the bill dies again, she says she hopes to encourage conversation among lawmakers about whether they're using their time efficiently, especially during pre-session committee weeks.
The early committee weeks tend to be very light on substance, and I think that's problematic. I'd like us, you know, to be more focused every time that we're in Tallahassee, doing the people's work and making sure, you know, it's expensive to send us all over to Tallahassee for a week of committee week.
In opposition to the bill, Democratic Kissimmee Senator Darren Soto says he fears holiday conflicts would cut into time for committee weeks leading up to the January session. Even with his no vote, though, the Senate Ethics and Elections Committee passed the bill 11-2. Its House companion, sponsored by Miami Republican Representative Jeanette Nunez, is not yet assigned to any committees. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.